You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's called Nesher V'Tarbit. In a simple term, means to collect interest. Zotan al-Shav forbids to collect interest. So one question that is brought, is a two different term that is used in Zotan al-Shav. One is Nesher, one is Tarbit. So what's the difference between Nesher and Tarbit? Has to be a difference.
Difference between Nesher and what?
Nesher and Tarbit.
Oh, Nesher.
Yeah. The Torah says you're not permitted to collect Nesher, that is interest, or also Tarbit. So the difference between Nesher and Tarbit is that Nesher, that the interest rate is not the same. Like, let's say every month, every year changes. It goes up. But Tarbit is always the same. So that means you lend money to someone, let's say within a year, two, three, five, you charge him, what's the interest rate today? 15? Let's say 15. And that's it.
It's getting
there. Right. That's it. But Nesher, it varies. It could be like 5 now, so another month go 10, 15, and so on. Yeah, but it's a two different thing. It's not the same.
One is variable interest, one is fixed interest. Right?
Good, yeah. You work in a bank, sir? So now, how can Yaakov explain why is not permitted to collect interest? What's wrong with helping somebody? He needs money. He would like to buy a building in Maa Shearim.
Amen.
So he needs, you know, $5 million. What's wrong with that?
Pocket, not your money.
Sorry?
Not your money.
It's not your money?
No,
so you have to give him. You have to give him. Because as a Yehudi, you have to do chesed. Because as we just about to meet, very, very important meeting with the Ribono Shel Olam, it's about 10 days. And it says that whoever that stood by Har Sinai has the quality of Rahman, Baishan, and Gomel Hasadim. Every Yehudi is Rahman. He has mercy. He likes to do kindness, favor, you know, to another Yehudi.
Is it possible to do one or the other?
Of course, yeah. It's up to you. You have a choice. But the point of matter here is either way is... No, no, no. It says either one is not permitted. Neither you can use. But what's the difference? That's what the difference we explain. So now, Harav Keli Arav says, Nesher is exactly the numeric value of Ze Nachash. You add Nesher, that means interest. It's exactly the gematria ze nahash. This is a snake. What does it mean? You lend someone money, so then the Torah says you're a snake.
Long
shark. Yeah, but why someone should be called snake? Neshech. Neshecha actually means to bit. So that means you bite in him. Ah, Chazak Baruch. So you were choking it. What's the difference between a tenant and a landlord? What's the difference?
One is
good, but
one pays rent, the other one takes rent.
Right, but what's the difference in general between the tenant and the landlord?
If your landlord have more money than tenant.
Yeah, usually that's how you do it. No, but it's
the owner or the building.
He owns the building, so it's solid, but tenant...
I know. How do they go through the month, either one? The tenant and landlord. How do they go? Like, when the month starts till the end of the month, how do they feed either one?
They both pray. The landlord prays so the tenant
pays. Very nice. There's a big difference. That tenant doesn't want the month finishes. The landlord cannot wait till the month finishes. That's the difference between tenant and landlord. This is enough. Don't go. Wait. Why? He has to pay the rent and the interest. So now here, actually, there's a very, very delicate point. Harakiri Akar explains that the problem with collecting interest is, when you go to work, what do you wish to happen when you go to work?
Income,
customer, calls, fax, email, right? So that means when you go to work, you have something that to work on that is your bitachon. To be close, you won't show down. The one that collects interest, he has no worries. Why? The money comes on anyway. It's there. It automatically comes. So now here, the problem with the one that collects interest is that he has no connection to Ribono Shel Olam.
So why is the missing
order for the world? We'll see. So now here, the bitachon, that the one that has to gain towards Ribono Shel Olam, is not attained by collecting interest. So now here it says that don't collect interest. V'chai achicha imach. That your fellow Jew has to live with you at the same time. So now, when he pays interest, he's just like beaten up by this like a snake. But the one that collects interest, so constantly the money, and it comes. So now the Gemara says, whoever that collects interest at the time of Tichyat HaMetim, you're not going to see it. As a matter of fact, there was an interesting story at the time of Kitab Sofer, that somebody passed away. And then at the cemetery, they asked so much money to bury him, like 10 times more. So they came to the Rav of the time, Kitab Sofer, says, you know, he's what a vicious, man it is, that he is charging to bury our father so much money. So he called them, said, what's going on? So he said, this gentleman that was, just passed away, he was collecting interest. So at some Tichyat HaMetim, so he's not going to get up. So I have to collect the money, because he's going to be there. So here the Torah says, V'chai achicha imach. That means he will be alive with you, and don't put him under stress. So now the Torah, the depth of it is that if he collects interest, it's not going to be high at the time of the Tichyat HaMetim. Why? Because actually what he did, he made the life of other people in such a stress, such a pressure. So now, for the measure, at the time of the Tichyat HaMetim, he's not going to be honored to rise with other people. Yeah, for the guy, because you don't have the responsibility to be kind to a non-Jew. No. He's very thankful that you are helping him. He's appreciative. That's what how people, they go on, for all the project that they have, they go to the bank and get a loan. So now, to give interest to goy, so it's not included as far as the bitachon you should have, or to do kindness to your fellow Jew. Happened to be an interesting story about Rabbi Chaim Zatzal. One of the people that was very in favor of Rabbi Chaim Zatzal bought a car. So when you buy a new car, what do? No, to protect yourself from Ayin Hara. And that's one of the patterns that they do. What else they do?
But that's Asur, right?
Well, they shouldn't do it, yeah. So what else do you do?
Give sadaqah.
Give sadaqah. What else?
Put a mezuzah on the door.
Put a mezuzah on their car door.
Get insurance.
Get insurance. What else? You don't buy a new car? So now, this young man that was close to Rabbi Chaim, so he came and asked Rabbi Chaim, Kevod Harav, you know about the new car? I want to take you for a drive. That would be good mazal for my car. I want to take you for a ride. So Rabbi Chaim said, okay, fine. Yeah, you know, they were very close. So now he comes to pick up Rabbi Chaim. So Rabbi Chaim, that's out. Gets in the car, she start in the car, doesn't start, tries. So Rabbi Chaim says, no, we'll do it some other time. So he goes out, he starts the car. So he says, come on, it started, come. So he goes in, and then the car dies. Yeah, this is a story. His grandson, named Rabbi Chaim Tzvi, that's his grandson. He told us the story that happened. So then again, he says, the car, there's something wrong. So he goes out, again it starts. So he says, come. It started. He goes in, dies. So Chaim ask him, whose car is this anyway? This is my car. He says, how did you get the money? So he says, I got it from my son. She says, what did your son do? What's his business? So he said, he lends money. So he asked him, does he collect interest? Say, yeah, he collects interest. So Rav Chaim said, if this car is bought by money after interest, when I'm in it, it's not going to start.
So what happens to the person that pays the interest?
He dies. That's a wake-up. That's it.
They pay the interest? Yeah, it's committed Yisur also. Yeah. Committed Yisur.
Also at the
Well, that goes the one that is collecting the interest. But we have another forbidden act. It's called Misayea Yedei Avera. What does that mean? As long as you give support to somebody that's doing something wrong, so then you're a partner of the crime, no matter what it is. So now, to be involved in such a forbidden act, so then you have a partial, part of the forbidden act. Yeah.
Even though all the institution?
I'm sorry?
All the religious institution that's taking this kind of money,
it's also the same thing. Well, they have to do it either through the heter iska. That means you don't collect interest. You become a partner with whatever that project is. That's the way it should be done. But if they're doing it, as far as just collecting interest, as we explained, it's a big issur. And it's brought that the money that was collected through the interest and is left for whoever that collected it, what are you going to do with the money? What is permitted to do with the money?
Buy a car?
No, you cannot do that. You don't know who to give it back. If you said there's $1 million that the person collected interest and left after he went to his olamo, what are you going to do with it?
For cemetery uses.
But the halacha is, it has to be used for only the need of the community. Make a park and so on, for the tzibur. Why? Because whatever that is gained, was gained by Isur. So it cannot be used for any personal matter.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.